Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And if you haven't gone to the Torch, the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, that is where everything that has happened, is happening, or going to happen is put there for you. It's put there. Imagine this. I don't know if y'all heard about the bread segment, but Steve just had a lot of bread somewhere in a dream football stadium, some big building, something.
Lots of shelves.
Yes.
Oh, lots of shelves, bread. I had to get off the air. He didn't want me talking.
He followed through the interjections. You'll hear clearly. Wait, through the questions. You'll get it.
And so, what was I talking about? And so, bread. So then you had the VFN Torch. And so imagine a loaf of bread. That's what we're talking about. A loaf of bread. And by the way, seriously, there's people who probably don't know this, but bread does not come sliced up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't bake it, and it's just baked in slices.
It would shock you to know that.
Yeah,
someone slices it for you.
Yeah, people never. They don't think about how it got sliced, but they just think bread sliced. They don't understand it actually grew with one big blob. You know, it grew up in the heat, and then it got sliced and diced in the mill. And so you got this whole loaf of bread. And there's nothing that smells better than fresh baked bread. Unless you're working a side job at Sack and Save for extra money.
Or Krispy Kreme.
Well,
can you elaborate on Sack and Save?
Well, you know, like as I was a deputy, I worked this side job at Sack and Save. And where you just stand guard over this 24-hour store or something. And I mean, it's amazing what standing on the hard floor will do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I saw people steal stuff. And where they put the stuff they stole, they just need to keep it. You know? But they would take it back and put it on the shelf. I'm you don't need to do that. Anyway, so.
Just keep it.
But they deliver all the fresh bread. I was doing like
this is like a grocery store.
Yes, Sack and Save.
I don't know. Come on. It's never heard of it.
Keep up. Come on.
I guess it could be like a bed, a bed store or something. Sack and Save.
Groceries are us. That's cool. I'm sorry. Carry on.
We do bread. Groceries. Yeah. Anyway, so. They would bring the bread in. And when I was like, oh, these bread trucks would come in. The bread just came out of the oven. It was just like, oh, you know, and maybe about, you know, some months later, it's like, ugh. This is how you just kind of ruins it. And sometimes, you know, we can have so much bread and so much access that we just kind of like, it's still bread. It's still good. You're just familiar with it. But when you have real bread cooking in real oven, not this processed stuff, bleached stuff, but real bread cooking in an oven, it just fills the whole house, you know. It fills the whole studio apartment, you know. It fills the whole tent, Steve, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
How's your tent doing? Is it doing good?
Yes.
The easy bake oven, right, with the light bulb. And so,
ding.
I did not have an easy bake oven.
It was the harder, more... camouflage bake oven, not the easy bake oven. Okay.
I don't know. Something like that.
So then imagine, you know, the Lord says that my flesh is real food and he is the bread of life. And when you hear things about God, when you hear a perspective about today and what God has to say about it, that's an anointed, baked in heaven word. Mm-hmm. That when you get that, it's like this fragrant offering. Something's happening in your life. And just imagine all the bread that you want, like Steve was talking about the other day. Well, that's what the VFN Torch is about. It's sliced up. You can hear the whole program because that's available for you. Maybe there was a program that you wanted to hear the whole in its entirety. But sometimes we talk about several different things in a program. And maybe there's just one thing you need to be able to know about. But even primarily, God has called us to be able to minister to others. There's so many different ways that you can send these segments to friends. Maybe they're going through difficult times. Maybe you see somebody going through depression, somebody trying to figure out what's going on prophetically in the environment, somebody wondering what to do with their finances, somebody struggling with what really is the church. All these kind of things you could find out on the VFN Torch, and you could type in the search engine if you go to VFNTV.com, and you'll see in the middle of your menu area, VFN Torch, and it has a drop-down menu. But once you hit VFN Torch, you're going to come up and the torch is all right there. You can kind of scroll through it and it's just one after the other, you know, thousands. Mm-hmm. But there's a little right-hand corner search box inside that right there, and you could type in a topic, and they'll start narrowing that down to what you're looking for. And maybe you can find something that will encourage you or encourage a friend. And every single day, you can go take a slice of heaven, take a slice of manna, a fresh viewpoint of what's taking place right now. Today is the day of salvation. God is our ever-present help in time of trouble. Today is the day. Understand that this is God is the I am, and people need the I am word. They need a moment. And that's what we try to do at the VFN Torch. And it's amazing what God is doing. I mean, you could go back and if you had time, and people don't have that kind of time, but you, if you were to listen, you know, to chronologically to all the programs between now and then, you would know so much about where we are. You would know how we got here. You would know the state of the nation, the state of Israel. You would understand the state of the state of the church. You would understand what you need to do. I mean, there's so many things, you know. It's just amazing the things the Lord has just made known to us and that we shared it, including a potential strategies of people who have adversarial approaches towards our nation and towards the church and what they want to do and what to do about it. I mean, it's amazing what's there. Also, one particular series is called, you know, it's a series really in on the VFN Torches, you know, several segments that we talked about. So I'm thinking one is the heart of Nehemiah rebuilding the church. We can't just take a tattered and torn church and just stay there. Although we're built from burnt stones, we come together and we unite on God's word, and we begin to, you know, God makes something of us. And when we don't stay tattered and torn, he mends us and brings us back together again. And with the word and with a perspective, you know, think about it. How much news does people know? When Ted Turner started CNN, people thought he lost his mind. How in the world can you have news? Because news at that time would come on for an hour. And you had to focus. You had to pay close attention because it's going to happen within an hour. And if it was really something important, they would have it on at 11 o'clock at night or something. You know, the night line.
Yeah.
Which started during the hostage crisis in Iran. And so now it's 24 hours. It's a, this is, you know, that's, and it, like, it worked. People, and it really kicked in when they embedded themselves into the war. It was the Gulf War, and they just basically, you know, videoed the war and broadcasted it. And then another station went 24 hours, and another station went 24 hours. It's like, we have news coming out our ears, but yet we're getting worse and worse as a nation. We're not getting better. So knowledge in itself is not necessarily good. As a matter of fact, knowledge without wisdom, without humility, is pride. It puffs out. But if we understand, it's better to understand a little and have a little than to have a lot and understand nothing. That's what Proverbs says. It's better to be, instead of being in a house where there's quarrels and strife with all the best food in the world, it's better to have a crust of bread and be in a house of peace. It's better to have a little bread and know what to do with it, you know, than to have a whole bunch of bread and never eat it. And I'm telling you, with the VFN Torch, you got to go there. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch. I mean, you have awesome right now prophetic words of things that are going on, things that are happening. I mean, fireballs from heaven coming through prophetic dreams and then them actually manifesting in the natural. Who would ever thought that would happen? Talking about, you know, even cowardice, how it says the cowardice, we can't even get into heaven if we have a cowarding spirit. Like, dear Lord, help us. We have to be encouraged. The summit, what happened at a recent prophetic summit. What's happening in Israel, a perspective in Israel, so many different things. It's unlimited. There's thousands, you know, depression. What about this ISIS and why are girls going there? Even Lecrae, you know, what's happening with Lecrae and his new albums coming out and his perspective, an interview on him. Iran, the biblical perspective of Israel, you know, God's original intent for the nation. I'm just scooping the surface of something. But God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And so what we need to do is get knowledge, but we need to get it in a humble way. We need to get it from a biblical perspective. And that's why it's important to have a biblical perspective of the knowledge, because then we realize, okay, this is what's happening, but this is what God's word says about it. And that can keep us humble when we gain knowledge. But all we do is just sit there all day long and just devour knowledge, the 24-year-old. We'll be back in a minute. We'll tell you some more stuff. And every time you're about to go off these news programs I'm talking about, they tell you something that's going to catch you before you say, okay, I want to watch this last segment. and then I'm going to quit watching it. But right before you go off, they go, you got to see the woman whose head rolled down the mountain and went up under a car. And like, I don't want to see that, but I got to see that. How, what happened? You know, and the, okay, the next session, I'm leaving this thing. I'm breaking away, right? And the very end again, they just talk about like, you know, plane flies over White House, drops left wheel, knocks out windows. Like, okay, great. I'm going to save her there. And I have all this knowledge, but there's no wisdom.
Right.
And right now, there's a lot of knowledge. I mean, Google's made it available to so many people that even the local press is struggling with trying to find how do you work your way through this. Mm-hmm. The VFN torch is what you need. You need a light shining in the midst of all this darkness. Make it a part of your day. You can sign up for it, by the way, by getting it in your email once a week as well. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch Newsletter. Or you can also go to the VFN Torch and right to the right over there, if you hover your mouse to the right, you will see a way that you can sign up and register for it to come directly to you in a podcast-type format. And it'll be sit every time there's something posted on the VFN Torch, it'll be sitting right in your email. It's just so many different ways to be able to get this. It's there for you, keeping the conversation light. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.